This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has the capability to overcome every challenge, and the spirit of Vande Mataram embodies that strength. He said Vande Mataram is not just a song or a hymn, but a source of inspiration that awakens people towards their duties. He underscored that Vande Mataram is the country's inspiration as the people pursue the dream of an Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Prime Minister said this during a discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram in the Lok Sabha yesterday. The national song was written by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee in 1875. Initiating the discussion in the Lok Sabha, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "The mantra of Vande Mataram gave the strength and inspiration to the entire country and energized the freedom movement." He said, "Remembering the sacred Vande Mataram today is a great privilege for all members of this house and the countrymen." Mr. Modi said that 150 years of Vande Mataram is an opportunity to re-establish that great chapter and the glory. The Prime Minister said Vande Mataram is the force that drives the people to achieve the dreams that the freedom fighters had envisioned.
भारत हर चुनौतियों को पार करने में सामर्थ है वंदे मातरम के भाव की वो ताकत है वंदे मातरम ये सिर्फ गीत या भावगीत नहीं ये हमारे लिए प्रेरणा है राष्ट्र के प्रति कर्तव्यों के लिए हमें जगजोड़ने वाला काम है और इसलिए हमें निरंतर इसको करते रहना होगा हम आत्मनिर्भर भारत का सपना लेकर के चल रहे हैं इसको पूरा कर रहा है
The Prime Minister said, when Vande Mataram celebrated its 100th anniversary, the country was shaken by the emergency. Speaking during the debate, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, Vande Mataram is complete in itself, but attempts were made to make it incomplete. Participating in the debate, Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi said, several writers and poets from Bengal wrote songs that inspired many during the independence movement. Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav, TMC MP Kakoli Ghosh Dastidar, Devesh Chandra Thakur of JDU, Dr. Bhai Reddy Shabri of TDP, Sri Rang Barne of Shiv Sena also spoke during the discussion. BJP MP Bansuri Swaraj, RUML's E.T. Mohammed Bashir, Samajwadi Party's Ikra Chaudhary, Lovely Anand of JDU, BJP MP Sambit Patra, Kalyan Banerjee of TMC were among those who participated in the debate. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said a total of 66 members participated in the debate. He said the entire nation watched how everyone in the house came together for a discussion on Vande Mataram till midnight. He expressed hope that such constructive discussions will keep being held in the House. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said that IndiGo is solely responsible for the recent air crisis and has failed in its duties. Talking exclusively to DD News, Mr. Naidu said that IndiGo's mismanagement of its internal crew and pilot utilization is to be blamed for the recent disruptions and flight cancellations and not the flight duty time limitations, FDTL guidelines. He declared that the government is under no pressure by them and has always treated every airline with equal steed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief over the demise of Baba Adhav today. In a social media post, he said that Baba Adhav will be remembered for his lifelong efforts to serve society, particularly his work in empowering the marginalized and advancing labor welfare. The Prime Minister added that his thoughts are with Baba Adhav's family and admirers. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Handicrafts Awards today in New Delhi, honouring distinguished master craftspersons for 2023 and 2024. In shooting, India concluded its ISSF World Cup final campaign yesterday with 6 medals, including 2 golds in Lusail, Qatar. And that's the end of this news bulletin.